Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Otherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year, and of course a recent inductee in... Good morning. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I spoke about the miracle of modern technology, and you just had a demonstration of it. These gaffes again prove that we are just as powerful as the communist broadcasting system, which does these things all the time. All right. We apparently had a drop. We were off the air for a moment. I don't know what you heard me say. So very quickly, I'm going to repeat. As you know, I don't often have a guest over these microphones on the Sting of Stang. I usually report to you directly. When I do have a guest, you can be sure it's a matter of great importance. And certainly that is true this morning, because my guest this morning is Congressman Bill Hendon, former Congressman Bill Hendon, from North Carolina. He's a Tar Heel. And the reason that we're having Congressman Hendon aboard with us on the Sting of Stang this morning is that there is nobody in this country who knows more about the prisoner of war MIA problem than he does. We'll be back with Congressman Hendon in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Thank you. question.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Congressman Bill Hendon is also the author of a book, An Enormous Crime. An Enormous Crime is the title of it. The definitive account of American POWs abandoned in Southeast Asia, published by Thomas Dunn Books, a subsidiary of St. Martin's Press in New York. Regular readers may remember that I reviewed An Enormous Crime when it first was published last year. An Enormous Crime proves incontrovertibly from thousands of records in the hands of the federal government itself that our government deliberately left behind hundreds of prisoners of war, of MIAs, in the hands of the communists at the conclusion of the war in Vietnam. My guest this morning, again, Congressman Bill Hendon. Welcome aboard, Congressman Hendon.
I'm so honored to be back on your show, Alan. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing well, Congressman Bill Hendon, and I hope you are as well. Let me ask you right off the top, Congressman Hendon, what did the communists do to now Senator John McCain during his years of imprisonment in North Vietnam? What did they do to him?
I'll tell you the honest truth. I do not know. But I know what John McCain did to our prisoners as a U.S. senator in 1991 and 1992. And that was, He looked at incontrovertible evidence, satellite imagery, radio intercepts, human intelligence reports, literally a mountain of intelligence that indicated hundreds were left and hundreds were still alive in the early 90s. And he said there is nothing to this. He photoshopped the intelligence to take the names of prisoners who had laid their names out in prison yards and in rice paddies and their identifying codes and their escape and evasion codes. He worked with the Bush administration to Photoshop, to take these names out so they didn't show, so that it wouldn't be a factor in the 1992 election. He turned and walked away from these men who were begging the satellites to come get them. That's what John McCain did, and he wants to be, Alan, these men's commander-in-chief? Are you kidding me?
Now, when you use the term Photoshop, just to make sure that everybody listening knows what you're talking about, you mean editing a photograph so that something that could be incriminating in the photograph is removed. And when you look at the photograph...
Look, it wasn't, could be incriminating. There were names of missing pilots as clear as your hand in front of your face in the satellite imagery. Numbers, four-digit authenticators, they call them. It's like your PIN number at the bank, that were given to these guys before they left in the 70s and said, if you're shot down, put these numbers down. Construct them with rocks or sticks or logs or whatever. And if we see them, we'll come get you. The names of men, escape and evasion codes, secret codes that were known only to the men, that were also made constructed with logs and things. And they were all over northern Laos and northern Vietnam. I've seen some of the imagery, the satellite imagery, and McCain and his buddies took the technology that they had and erased this stuff from the satellite imagery. It, quote, disappeared. We saw it, they acknowledged. And then we went back and looked again, and it was gone.
You make clear, Congressman Bill Hendon, you also make clear in An Enormous Crime that the 1992 committee that was headed by McCain and by fellow Senator John Kerry from Massachusetts, that Kerry and McCain actually ordered the staff to shred documents proving the presence of these POWs left behind.
No question, and it's in the book, and the book has been out for over a year, Alan, as you mentioned, and not a word from McCain, not a word from Kerry. Here's what I say. I don't care about John Kerry. To me, he is a useless, worthless nobody, okay? Forget John Kerry. John McCain is running for president of the United States. He wants to be these men's commander-in-chief, the men that he abandoned. It's like he's on a highway in Arizona, and he comes around a corner, and there's a hole in the guardrail and some skid marks. So he stops, and he looks off the cliff, and there's a car down there, and it's burning. And some people have got their hands out the window waving handkerchiefs or something, pleading for help. McCain gets back in his car, one of his 13 cars, and goes to one of his 7 homes and has dinner. He drives away. That's what he did to these men in Indochina.
Now, the question...
I say this, Alan, pardon me, but I want to say this. Rather than send John McCain from the U.S. Senate to the White House, they ought to take him in one of these 13 cars down to the Navy Yard, to the NCIS brig, and put him in it until he is charged. And with war crimes that he committed.
So you want him,
do it.
You want him sent not to the White House, but to the big house.
Well, to the NCIS, brig down at the Navy Yards, the closest one, I think. And I guarantee you this, if the facts of this are ever known, and this book's still on the market, and it's coming out in paperback on the 14th of October, and I'm not here to sell books, Alan, you know that. But the information's in there. And if people could see what this man did to these men, it's attempted murder is what it was.
Now, and, of course,
you can't say it is murder because you don't know that the men that he abandoned have died yet. Some of them clearly are still alive because the intelligence continues to come into the Pentagon. But the point is, he ought to be put on trial, not sent to the White House as commander-in-chief of these men. It's the most outrageous thing maybe in the history of this country.
Now, of course, the question, Congressman Bill Hinton, the question that I'm sure enters many minds instantly listening to all this is, here you've got Senator McCain. He's put onto that investigating committee. The committee was created in Congress. Let's go back a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
It was created in Congress because of the tremendous groundswell of interest across the country in what had happened to these men.
Absolutely.
So reluctantly, the Senate creates this committee.
That's correct.
They stick McCain on there because they figure, well, McCain is a prisoner of war. Who more logically should be on the committee?
So
I'm sure that many people are wondering, well, McCain himself was a prisoner of war.
I understand.
Why would he do this to his comrades?
In his campaign, he says America first. You know, that's what he always says, America first. Well, it was going to cost us $4,750,000,000 in ransom to get these men back. McCain knew that. The reason I know all this is because I was an intelligence investigator assigned to that committee. I watched it. I saw it. I was an intelligence investigator, Alan, as you know. So I was there. And we knew because Kissinger and Nixon had promised the Vietnamese that they would rebuild North Vietnam after the war. And they would pay $4,750,000,000. Now, the Vietnamese gave us back half of our guys, McCain, thank God, being one of them. And they held the other half for the money. And then along came Watergate, and the whole Nixon administration collapsed. And Kissinger went to them and said, sorry, boys, no money. And ever since, trust me, ever since, the Vietnamese have been saying, whenever you're ready to pay the money, we're ready to give them back. And the intelligence that these men are alive, they're in prison. They're not in some little village with a Laotian wife or a Vietnamese wife, three or four little half-breed kids and six or eight chickens running through the yard. They are in prison, and we know it, and we know where these prisons are. And McCain, apparently, I can only say apparently because I can't read his mind, but apparently he thought we could not pay that money and therefore, quote, America first, and we had to write these guys off. Why he wrote them off, I don't know, but we proved very clearly in the book, and I will guarantee you, he wrote off, he left to their fate in Indochina, in rice paddies and caves and underground prisons, in the worst conditions, 500-600 men. And America knew they were there, and they walked off and left them. And again, I say, he wants to be these men's commander-in-chief now?
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with much more from Congressman Bill Hinton of North Carolina in just a few moments. Stay with us.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here again, Alan Stang.
The Billy Hendon book, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Hendon's book, An Enormous Crime, is unusual in many respects. And one of the unusual aspects of it is that this is not just a monumental, huge, hundreds and hundreds of pages, densely researched, validated book by an expert researcher. Congressman Hendon not only wrote the book, but he's a major character in the book because he participated in a lot of the activities, the investigations himself. He's writing about what he discovered as an intelligence investigator and a member of Congress. Congressman Hendon, to underline the outrage that we're talking about here, go back to the 1992 hearings. A North Vietnamese colonel, North Vietnamese Army colonel, who is a torturer, who is one of the men who tortured and killed our prisoners of war, is invited to come to the Kerry McCain Committee in Washington, D.C., and to testify. What did Senator John McCain do?
Well, if it's the same guy I think you're talking about, his name was Bowie Tin. He was a colonel. He was the colonel that took Saigon when Saigon fell. He was the senior Vietnamese officer in the area at the time that Saigon fell in 75. McCain went down and hugged his neck like he was an old friend, and I don't know what motivates John McCain to want to make up with these people. I don't understand that. And I'll be honest with you, Alan. I've traveled, as the book says, over there like 33 times. I've been all over North Vietnam. I've been places in North Vietnam that no other American has ever been. And I say that with humility, but I have. And I've been through a lot of these prisons. I've been denied access to a lot of these prisons, and I am now officially and forever persona non grata from North Vietnam. They will never let me back in the country because I demanded to go to some of these underground prisons where the Americans were being held, and they threw me out of the country and told me if I ever come back, I'll never leave again. Well, I know the deal that Kissinger and Nixon made with the Vietnamese. They want their money, and they feel like they've got it coming. Now, I don't like communists any more than you do, but they want their money, and they're going to hold these guys until they get their money. And in spite of McCain and Kerry and everybody else saying, hey, they're all dead, they're not there, they are there, and U.S. intelligence knows they're there.
And you're telling us, Congressman Bill Hendon, that even after all of these years, I mean, we left North Vietnam in 1973, so you're talking about 35 years later. 35 years later, some of these men, of course, military men are much younger than sure. The population in general. Some of these men, you are telling us, are still there, still alive, still imprisoned in North Vietnam waiting for us to come and bring them home.
Here's why. Because the intelligence says they are. It's not that Billy Hendon or Alan Stang says they are. The intelligence says they are. And the reason they are is because the Vietnamese are not stupid. The Vietnamese are holding these men for ransom. And they are keeping them alive by keeping them inside mountains. They have these sophisticated prisons, Alan, that even have slats in the top that open up so that the men can get a daily sunbath to stay healthy. I mean, these guys are pretty slick, these North Vietnamese. And they're going to hold those men until either they die a natural death. They have not killed them. They will not kill them. They would not dare kill them. These men are insurance prisoners against further attack from China or from the United States. But most of all, they are ransom. And they're stuck with them. They're going to hold them until they die. And so they're feeding them Western food to keep them alive because they have value. Now, that's not what I say. That's what the intelligence says. And here's the trouble. Colin Powell and Rich Armitage and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and these boys that decided, hey, let's go to war in Iraq. Let's go find us some intelligence that makes it look okay, and then we're going to war. They did it. That's the way they did it, and everybody knows it. And that's why, Alan, the biggest enema, pardon me, to ever hit Washington since Watergate is coming on Election Day. John McCain has no more of a chance of getting elected president of this country than I do. Because of all that's happened, the war in Iraq, the economy's collapsed, everything. Our country is wrecked. Our military has been abused by this administration in a way that is criminal. But the way they learned to get away with manipulating intelligence to get them to be able to do what they want to do, like in Iraq, they said, there is no intelligence about WMD, but we're going to go find some. Let's concoct some so we can go to war, because we want to go to war.
All right, we need to take another quick break here. We're talking with Congressman Bill Hendon of North Carolina. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with us.
I'll be here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, my guest, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Bill Hendon of North Carolina. We're talking about his blockbuster book, An Enormous Crime, The Definitive Account of American POWs Abandoned in Southeast Asia. You can get the book. I strongly urge you to get the book, read the book. You can go to the website, to the book website, anenormouscrime.com, and you can read about the book there, and then you can order the book from the site, or you can get it in any bookstore, I'm sure. Read and see for yourself the evidence that Congressman Hendon is talking about. You're not just talking, ladies and gentlemen, about a few speculations. Does this mean that? Did I see such and such? You're talking about hundreds, thousands of testimonies. You're talking about human intelligence, what they call human. You're talking about signal intelligence, all kinds of reports indicating that Washington did leave behind hundreds and hundreds of our POWs at the end of World War, the war in Vietnam, in 1973, when Washington finally succeeded in defeating the U.S. military. Congressman Hendon, it's important to establish, go into for us, if you will, we're not just talking about the dereliction of one political party or the other. This betrayal of our prisoners of war continues from the very beginning with Nixon, the Republicans, of course, through Democrat administrations, through one administration after another, all of them lying, stonewalling. Is that not correct?
That's absolutely correct, and that's the only way this thing could have happened. Because if you don't have a bipartisan cover-up, you don't have a cover-up. Because the two parties here in Washington, it's set up that way. Our government is set up that way. If the Democrats do something wrong, the Republicans point it out. If the Republicans do something wrong, the Democrats point it out. And it all balances. But when McCain and Kerry join forces, uh-oh, that's the toughest nut that we've ever had to crack. And the press loves McCain. They love Kerry. They say, McCain, as you mentioned earlier, oh, McCain was a POW. He wouldn't leave anybody. Hey, read the book. But, Alan, we were talking, if I can just for a second, we were talking earlier about the fact that Powell and Armitage and Wolfowitz and these boys back in several years ago decided we're going to go to war in Iraq. Find us some intelligence that says they got WMD, and that'll be justification for it, and we'll go. Well, we all know that that was a complete fraud, and that Powell, allegedly one of the more respected Americans, walked in before the UN with a bunch of bogus pictures, made a complete fool of himself, embarrassed
Absolute
himself.
Garbage.
Sir?
Absolute garbage.
Yeah, a total. And everybody knew it was garbage, and we went to war anyway. They make up their mind what they're going to do here in Washington in the power structure, and then they go do it regardless. Well, where did Powell and Armitage and John Negroponte and Wolfowitz and these boys, where did they learn they could get away with something like Iraq? They learned it in 1991 and 1992 on the POW deal. They all got together, and they cooked the books, and they got away with it.
And now, you
got
met
away with that one.
When they Congressman
said,
Bill
in
Hendon.
The face of this incredible amount of intelligence that they are there, we're going to say they're not. Then when it came to Iraq, they said, well, there's no intelligence that says they are there, but we're going to say they are. And that is the significance among this other things like the suffering of our men right now. Look here, I'm on Eastern time. It's 20 minutes to 9 in the morning. It's 20 minutes to 9 at night in Hanoi right now, and up northwest of Hanoi in an underground prison, there are a bunch of Americans, and they want to come home, okay? And these guys got away with it in 92. They got away with it again in 2002 and 3 in Iraq. And if Johnny McCain is elected president, they'll do it again. You can believe me.
Congressman Bill Hendon, quick question.
Yeah.
You, in the course of your intelligence activities working
yes,
on behalf of these men, as a member of Congress, as an intelligence investigator hired on the payroll of the Senate committee, in all of your trips, in the course of all your activities, you met with President Ronald Reagan, the holiest of Republican holies.
The greatest guy that ever walked into this town.
In the Oval Office, what happened? What did Reagan do? You told him everything about this. In the Oval Office, what did he do to get the men back?
Well, one of your Houston residents right down there, George H.W. Bush, happened to be in the meeting, and Reagan asked Bush, according to Reagan's diaries, said, "What is Hendon says they're covering this thing up. Give me a report on this." And Bush went and did the nastiest report on me he could come up with, and Reagan believed him over me, and that's the story. But here's the scary thing. Here's the really scary thing, and I'll be very brief, Alan. John McCain gave the Vietnamese a pass, all right? He knew they had prisoners in 1992. The Vietnamese knew they had prisoners in 1992. Everybody knew they had prisoners in 1992. And McCain gave them a pass. He said, okay, we're not going to make an issue of this. Now, with McCain, if McCain is elected president and the North Vietnamese know they've got these prisoners, all they have to do is hang one of them out and say, Mr. President, hey, Johnny, here's what we want. We want something on world trade. We want something on tariffs on shrimp. We want something on tariffs on textiles. We want to do this. We want to do that. And if you don't do it, McCain, what if we just happen to drop one of these guys out? And, boy, would you be impeached in about 15 minutes.
Well, worse than that, Congressman Bill Hinton, what would happen if somebody were to release one or more, just one of those 32 broadcasts that McCain is supposed to have made as a prisoner of war that were broadcast over the loudspeaker systems in the prisoner of war camps, made on behalf of the North Vietnamese?
Sure.
Somebody has those audio tapes. You can be sure.
Alan, I apologize. I don't know that. But I do know that the Vietnamese have our prisoners alive today. And I do know that they have leverage. If John McCain is elected president, they control the president of the United States. Because all they have to do is send one guy across the Mekong River who says, I've been held for the last 25 years, and McCain is gone. And he knows it. And you talk about a communist government having control over the United States president. It's the most frightening aspect of this entire horrible, horrible chapter in our history.
Let's go to the phones, Congressman Bill Hinton, and take a call. Let's go up to Massachusetts. Dave, you're on the air with Congressman Bill Hinton.
Oh, hi, Alan. Hi, Congressman Hinton.
How are you, Dave? Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, I'm just waking up. What a thing to wake up to, but I'm pissed off just right out of the gates here this morning. I'll tell you what, Congressman Hinton, what really burns me up is this Lyndon Baines Johnson, okay, coming up with this phony Gulf of Tonkin incident with the Maddox.
Absolutely.
Now this incident never even took place, and because supposedly he claimed our Navy sailors came under North Vietnamese fire, that he justified, or at least he used that incident as one of the big things that he justified that whole Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Now on the other hand, you have the real attack, the real Holocaust on the USS Liberty.
Yep.
That really did happen.
Yep.
And the jets, left the carrier Saratoga to go help Mr. Phil Turney and his crewmates and everything by the USS Liberty. And this devil Lyndon Baines Johnson calls the help back. Makes a return.
We start wars on because we want to start wars. We don't have to have intelligence. Johnson was running against Barry Goldwater. This was August 1964. He had like 60 days before the election. He had to do something. Goldwater was the big, the big hawk, and Johnson had to look tough. So what did he do? He started a war over nothing. And look what Junior Bush did in Iraq. Look at the men who are maimed and burned and ruined for life, their families, our military blown all to pieces. Look at what they did on a complete fraud. These
Dave,
guys, I'm telling
Dave,
you,
Dave, thank you so much for calling. Good call from Dave in Massachusetts.
They're not like us, Alan. These people are different. They get in here, they get power, they say, hey, I tell you what let's do. It'll cost too much money, it'd be too hard for America, let's abandon 500 men.
What about President George W. Bush? Have you tried to approach the present administration with the evidence available to try to get the Bush administration
You're
to
talking
do something?
About George Walker Bush, the current president.
Yes, the current president.
We sent him a copy of the book. The president of Vietnam, a guy named Triet, showed up about 2 weeks later. We had a national advertising campaign, including ads on the Drudge Report, begging the president to hand Triet the book and say, Mr. President, we want these men back. These are the men that we want back, the men in this book. And he wouldn't even think about it. Triet came in, got his big trade deal, had a big lunch, left and went home. These guys are not going to do it. They are not going to do it. And if John McCain is elected president, that's the last nail in their coffin.
There is a substantial body of opinion, Congressman Bill Hendon.
Right, sir.
According to which the reason that McCain is doing all this is he wants to bury the possibility that anybody could come home and testify to what he did himself, to his own treasonous activities in North Vietnam. I know you don't write about that, but I'm just adding this.
A lot of people believe that. A lot of the vets who have researched that believe that. But I don't know that. I like to say that I apologize for being a smartass, but I like to say I am the world's greatest authority on what I alone have seen. And so are you, Alan, and so is every listener. We all know what we know better than anybody else knows it. And I have spent 10 years researching this book. I don't know about what he did during the war, but I know what this guy and his chief of staff, Mark Salter, who's running his campaign, did in 1991 and 1992. I saw it, and I apologize, but I am an expert on it. And it took us 10 years to write this book, Beth Stewart and I, about it. And if people will read the book, not trying to sell books, just trying to get people to read them, if they will read this book, they will not believe what these two men did to hundreds of men. They walked off and left them to rot and die in jungle prisons in Indochina. And they did it as U.S. senator. Not as a POW 25, 30 years ago, but as U.S. Senator in 1991 and 1992. And this guy wants to be Commander-in-Chief of all U.S. forces. We have sent Congressman John LeBoutillier, who you know, we have sent a warning on veterans' websites to all combat troops around the world right now saying, watch out, guys. We love you, we pray for you, we thank you for what you're doing for this country, but if Johnny McCain is elected president and you get captured, he'll leave you as quick as he left these guys in Indochina. And
by the
you
way,
ought to know it before the election.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's underline here, of course we're not doing this broadcast in order to elect Senator Hussein.
You know what
regular listeners know perfectly well that
I'm
Senator
a Republican.
Senator Hussein.
But I'm an American, yeah. Alan.
Yes,
like
exactly. Exactly.
And I'll be honest with you. I don't mean to be rude or crude or racist or anything because I'm none of those things. But I look into the eyes of some of those people, and I see things that I don't like. And I'm a Southern boy, and you know, I grew up in the South, and it was awful what went on down there. But, boy, there's a lot of hatred in a lot of that crowd toward me and you. And I don't want them to be our president. But I'm just being honest. But, my God in heaven, John McCain, Commander-in-Chief of our forces after what he did to these men? Anyway, the dam has broken. It broke this weekend. McCain's down now by 15 in Pennsylvania. He's down by 8 in Florida. Yeah, Ohio's gone. McCain's not going to win unless something extraordinary, in my opinion, extraordinary happens. And thank God he's not. I served with John McCain. I know him. I know him well. I worked with him. I pray for our troops if he is elected Commander-in-Chief, and I pray every day, and I know you do, for these men that he abandoned in Indochina. God bless them.
Undoubtedly, this is, in my opinion, undoubtedly, this is the greatest betrayal, to betray your own comrades in battle. This is the greatest betrayal in the history of the country, in my opinion.
And this guy did it, and he wants to be president. And if something strange or incredible happens between now and the election, he can be president. He's the nominee of my party. President John McCain, again I say, don't drive him from the Senate down to the White House. drive him down to the Navy Yard, put him in the NCIS brig until he can be tried for war crimes, and I'll guarantee you he'll be convicted.
His roommate could be Senator Kerry of Massachusetts, who is, of course, just as guilty as he is.
Well, I watched Kerry. Kerry was beyond disgraceful, and we write about that in the book. Kerry McCain got together and did some stuff that would put guys from Texas or North Carolina under the jail for the rest of their lives. I'm telling you, it's in the book. Read about it if you go to the library and read about it. Or like I say, and again, I'm not trying to sell books, but on the 14th it comes out in paperback. I think it's $10 on Amazon.com.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Congressman Hendon in just a moment. Stay with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Congressman Bill Hendon, page 350 of your book, page 350.
I got it in front of me, right here. Let me turn to it.
Okay, Reagan to families. We will not pay for live prisoners, but we will accelerate the search for bones. Explain.
That's true. Yep. They talked to Bud McFarland and Frank Carlucci and particularly Colin Powell. He's the worst of them all. They talked Reagan into saying that this was ransom and that these men were not really prisoners. They had families and they were living, you know, with the chickens running through the yard and all that. We ought to just leave them alone, just forget them, and we're not going to pay money for them. And so the only thing we can do is go out and look for bodies. And that's what they did. And Reagan was the greatest guy that ever lived. I had the opportunity, we talk about it in the book, of working closely with him. He had a heart that was as big as America. He was a genius. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. And the ability to be able to sit, if you will, at his knee or in the chair right beside him and talk to him was something that I will treasure forever. But the advisors run it down there, and Reagan tried real hard. We talk about it in the book in 81 and 82 to get these guys out, and boy, he was. Well, read about it. We really almost got some guys out in 81 and 82. Then they got scared it might be a hostage crisis, and here comes Colin Powell. Okay, let me tell you something. When Colin Powell went before the U.S. The UN with those bogus pictures, you remember? Trying to get us to go to war in Iraq. If they'd have told him beforehand, Colin, listen, you're going to lose your Senate, your State Department retirement. You're going to lose your military retirement. You're going to lose all your speaking fees from here on out, plus all you've made if you go up there and lie. He wouldn't have done it. But that ain't the way they do it here.
Well, be all that as it may, Congressman Bill Hendon, the Reagan administration did absolutely nothing, and all of these guys were working for Reagan, and the buck stopped with him.
No, he tried. Trust me. If you read the book, Alan, he tried hard. When he first came to town, he would have done anything. I mean, he sent me into Laos 6 times on some secret missions. We talk about it in the book, to try to buy them back. He was willing to pay money to get these guys back because Kissinger had made the offer to pay. Reagan was willing to do it.
So why wasn't it done? Why was it not done?
Because of Wolfowitz and Armitage and Colin Powell saying, oh, that's ransom. We can't do that, Mr. President. Don't listen to Hendon and LeBoutelier and all these other congressmen. We can't pay this. This is ransom. America doesn't pay ransom. Well, America doesn't pay ransom. But when Henry Kissinger promises in the treaty in Paris and in a letter from Nixon, and Nixon promises to rebuild their country and then reneges on it, hey, they're angry, and they're going to stay angry, and they're going to keep these guys until they get paid. I can guarantee you that. And, well, I tell you, the fact that they've got our men, okay, they have our men now, and if John McCain is elected president, they have leverage over a United States president, the likes of which has never occurred in the history of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Congressman Bill Hendon, former Congressman North Carolina. The book is An Enormous Crime. You must get it. You must read it. It's coming out in paperback now. $10. Get it. Read it. Make up your own mind. Thanks for being with us, Congressman Hendon. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why I